Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
This is All of It on WNYC. Welcome back. World Pride is the nearly 20-year-old global festival that occurs every couple years in a different major city. It's described as, quote, a culturally diverse expression of the quest for equality and liberty of lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, and intersex people worldwide, end quote. World Pride has never been hosted in the United States until this year. This year, it is in New York City. NYC Pride is hosting the festival this month in the same year it commemorates the 50th anniversary of Stonewall. This means exhibits, marches, festivals, plenty of other activities. Will Gleason, deputy features editor of Time Out New York, joins me in studio to walk us through some of the upcoming events around the city. Welcome, Will.
Thank you for having me.
Thanks for coming back.
I'm happy to be here.
Hey, listeners, do you want to join the conversation? How are you celebrating Pride? What events are you excited about this month? Shout out some of the festivals and celebrations you want to take part in. 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. Or maybe you have a question for Will about something that you are wondering about in terms of Pride celebrations. All right, let's dive right in. June 26th, World Pride Opening Ceremony. So what will the celebration include? Where's it taking place? Who's showing up?
Yes, yeah, so there are a lot of firsts with World Pride being in New York this year for the first time. This is one of them. We're having a big opening ceremony at Barclays Center.
Barclays, wow.
Yes, so we're filling it up. The Whoopi Goldberg will be hosting, and there are a lot of celebs and luminaries performing. Cyndi Lauper, Chaka Khan.
Chaka Khan.
Ciara.
Chaka Khan.
Sorry. Billy Porter. So yeah, it will be a ceremony, a concert, and also a fundraiser for the Allie Fournay Center, Immigration Equality, and SAGE.
So yeah, the Allie Fournay Center, it's for homeless,
yes,
LGBTQ.
LGBTQ homeless youth.
That's, wow, great. That's going to be a fundraiser. June 28th, World Pride Ball at the Rainbow Room.
Yes, it's kind of interesting. This is the first black tie, official black tie Pride event. It's kind of funny. This is the first Pride event at the Rainbow Room. You'd think one would happen before. A very appropriately named venue.
Nobody did that before.
Yes, so it's the first official black tie Pride event. It's called World Pride Ball. It's taking over the Rainbow Room. Marina, Betty Who will be performing. There's Shangela, the drag queen, is hosting. There's a lot going on. So if you're looking for a more upscale kind of ritzy event, you want to dress up a bit, this will be a lot of fun. It's next Friday night. There'll be some like magic shows, a lot happening throughout the night.
That's so, it's interesting that you said it's the first black tie event during Pride. I'm wondering, is World Pride, is it having an impact on the way New York is celebrating Pride this year?
Oh, absolutely. Well, I think everything has just been kind of amped up to 11. So you see things all over the city that's being really extra for the first time. NYC, the official NYC and company, is organizing skyscrapers in all five boroughs are going with rainbow lights. You've probably seen them already.
Oh, yeah.
So more than that, there's a giant rainbow, apparently the biggest rainbow flag in New York on Roosevelt Island. All of the steps leading up to the FDR Memorial are painted in a giant rainbow. If you haven't seen that, it's worth checking it out. It's very cool. So there are kind of activations, installations all over the city that you can happen on, and it's definitely like a larger event than in years past.
Our number is 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. If there are any Pride events that you are really excited about attending or one you want to shout out that maybe you're involved in, or if you have a question for Will Gleason, deputy features editor of Time Out New York. We're talking about all the Pride things going on this month. Okay, June 29th to 30th. Pride Island. When I saw this at first, I was like, is this like a bachelor thing?
Yeah, I know. No one will be voted off. No, I don't think so. And it's not quite an island. It's a pier.
Okay.
It's a giant music festival on a pier on the waterfront. It's kind of amazing that a music festival this big in the city is happening on a pier. It's an amazing location.
Where is this pier?
This is Pier 97, so okay. It's on the west side.
On the west side, okay.
And the lineup this year is almost like hilariously spectacular. Grace Jones is performing. Madonna is performing on Sunday night. Kim Petras, a great up-and-coming pop singer, is performing. So there's a lot to see that's going all day Saturday and Sunday.
All right, so this is a good one, too. Family Movie Night on the Hudson Pier. If you're looking for something to do with the family, it's going to be on June 21st. What's happening there?
That's, yes, this Friday. It's in partnership with the Hudson River Park Trust. It's an annual event, and it's a great family-friendly Pride event. You can take your kids, watch a great free movie right on the waterfront. It's hosted by Miss Richfield, 1981. It's a lot of fun, and this year's selection is Coco, the Pixar film.
Oh, that's so nice.
Yeah,
a great one.
It's going to be a great night. Yeah, hopefully the weather cooperates.
All right, so this has actually been moved, my producer's telling me, to June 27th, Out to Climb.
Right.
What is Out to Climb? That's interesting.
Yeah, so there are also, in terms of the diverse range of Pride options, also a lot of kind of like physical activities you can compete in. So there's a Pride run, and this is taking place at Brooklyn Boulders, and it's kind of a Pride climbing event. So it's at both of their locations. It's $32, and there's a drag queen, Mary Cherry, is performing. DJ Icarus will be playing. And 20% of the proceeds are going to the Stonewall Inn Gives Back Initiative.
Are we finding a lot of the events are fundraisers as well?
A lot of them, yeah, are giving back to kind of organizations that are doing a lot of good in the community, in the New York community specifically. So
let's check in with Stephen from Manhattan is calling in. Hey, Stephen, thanks for calling All of It.
Hi, thank you so much.
What are you looking forward to?
My two favorite Pride events are the Folsom Street East Fair, which is the principal leather kinky fetish gay pride event on Sunday afternoon, which is also a fundraiser for various sexual rights groups. And then on Friday night, there's the amateur drag march from Tompkins Square Park across 8th Street to the Stonewall Inn, where everybody sings Over the Rainbow.
Amateur drag. That's interesting.
All the professional drag queens are working that night doing shows. So it's all the amateurs that show up at Tompkins Square Park for the drag march.
Yeah, that's a really fun event.
I love that. Yes. Drag is a hobby? Excellent.
All the looks are very creative, and people go all out. It's definitely something that I would recommend heading down to see Friday night.
Stephen, thank you so much for calling in. Our number is 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. If you'd like to get in on this conversation, what Pride events and celebrations are you looking forward to? Maybe you're hosting one. You want to give it a shout out. We'd be happy to hear from you. 212-433-9692. WNYC. My guest is Will Gleason, deputy features editor of Time Out New York. I know you have a tough job. I have to imagine this month it wasn't that hard. There's so much going on.
Yeah, well, it was hard to narrow it down.
The editing was the hard part.
Yeah, definitely not finding enough events. But yes, I mean, because of World Pride, Pride's really been extended as well. So there have been a lot of events happening all month long, and also a lot of ongoing exhibitions at museums and different things. There's a Stonewall 50, the New York Historical Society, that's worth checking out. The library has a great show called Love and Resistance, featuring like photographs and archival images of the gay rights movement throughout the years. So yeah, a lot.
All right. June 29th, Every Booty 2019.
Yes.
I've been waiting all morning to say that.
Yes, it's a blast to say, and it's also a blast to attend. It's a really fun Brooklyn event, kind of an alternative to the Manhattan Pride scene. It completely takes over the Brooklyn Academy Music of BAM. It's over four floors, and it has so many things. There are installations, DJs playing, live readings, drag shows, cabaret shows, and for the first time this year, there's a live piano sing-along lounge, so you can get in on that.
So. Wow. So is this kind of the unofficial Brooklyn alternative?
Yes, especially a lot of the arts performance communities are involved, a lot of artists. So it's a lot of fun, always very different, and also just a wide range of things to do over those four floors.
All four floors? The museum?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
BAM.
Wow. Okay. June 29th, Youth Pride. This is another option for young people.
Yes. It's an event for teens. It's taking place at Summer Stage in Central Park, which just got an amazing renovation for this summer.
Oh.
So that's really nice. And it's an event for teens. It's completely free to attend. There are interactive experiences, games, a lot of entertainment. The singer Ava Max is performing, and it's a great kind of like safe environment for that to happen.
And when that is... On the 29th, yes. Right, you said?
Oh, yes, on the 29th. It's on Saturday,
okay.
And it's during the day from noon until 6 p.m.
Oh, that's good. I was going to ask you about that with the kid, with the youngsters.
Yeah, so it's like an afternoon event.
My guest is Will Gleason. He is deputy features editor of Time Out New York. We're talking about some of the great things you can do for Pride. Sandra is calling us from Queens. Hi, Sandra. Thanks for calling All of It.
Hi, how are you? I love your show.
Oh, thanks a lot. Thanks for calling.
I'm the Pride coordinator for the Sirens Women's Motorcycle Club. We have been leading Pride since 1986. people often refer to us as Dykes on Bikes, but we are not called that. That's the San Francisco group. In New York, it's Sirens Women's Motorcycle Club. So if anyone wants to ride with us, they can go to Eventbrite, put in motorcycle registration, World Pride, and sign up to ride with us.
So I need to know, what happens on one of these rides, Sandra?
We ride slowly and lead the pride so that when the march comes down the avenue, you hear boom, 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 here we come. We thunderously come down with all the pride and splendor that New York deserves.
And Sandra, do you get dressed a certain way?
I think anybody who rides with us looks fantastic. So if you plan to do so, plan to be as grand and fabulous as you can.
Okay. Sandra, you made my day, Colin. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye-bye.
Our number is 212-433-WNYC, 212-433-9692. What are your pride plans? Or if you have something you want to shout out, please do give us a call. Let's check in with Adrian, is calling us from the East Village. Hi, Adrian. Thanks for calling all of it.
Hi. I just wanted to tell people about the alternate pride march, which is happening Sunday morning, meeting at 9:30 in front of the Stonewall. It's called the Reclaim Pride March. And basically, it's a march of people who want to emphasize the gay rights aspect of it rather than the festivities, mm-hmm. Try to get back sort of to the original purpose of the march. And in a sense, people who are a little upset about all the commercialism attached to it, the fact that the banks and the credit cards get to march first because they paid. So I just want to mention that.
All right. Excellent. Adrian, thank you for letting us know about that.
Thank you.
Our number is 212-433-9692, 212-433-WNYC. My guest is Will Gleason, Deputy Features Editor of Time Out New York. I want to go to Carrie real quick because Carrie is talking about something that's happening in Connecticut, because we do have a lot of listeners in Connecticut. Hi, Carrie.
Hi. Thanks for having me on.
Sure. Tell me what's going on.
So I'm president of the Connecticut Art Trail, and the Art Trail is a group of the 20 best art museums in the state. And we're celebrating Pride Month by, there's 6 weeks in June this month. So each week we have a color of the rainbow, and all the museums are choosing works from their collection that represent that color. And the Instagram and the Facebook is just lit up with the most beautiful artworks in the colors of the rainbow. And I'm just encouraging people to go to ctartrail.org and check out our social media and enjoy the beautiful artwork in the colors of the rainbow celebrating Pride Month.
Carrie, thank you so much for calling in. All right, Will, let's get back to your long list.
Yeah, I know, we still have a lot to get through.
June 28th is Savor Pride. This sounds delicious.
Yes, it should be. This is the second year they've done it. Last year was a big success. It takes place at God's Love, We Deliver. They're a very nice new headquarters in Soho, in the Michael Kors building. And outside on the terrace, they're bringing together LGBTQ chefs to produce things for this culinary fundraiser. You can sample a lot of different foods. One chef they're highlighting this year is Renee Blackman, who has been on Chopped, works for with the Union Square Hospitality Group. So you can try a wide range of different foods and mingle with chefs working in the industry.
Now, I have a note here, and I don't know exactly what this note means, so please walk me through this. Mm-hmm. Pride Fest for a different, greasier kind of food?
Well, there you go. Well, this is
what does that mean exactly?
This is a street fair.
Street fair.
So you can pick up some street fair food, whatever adjective that might conjure for you. yes, it's a street fair. It's used to be in the West Village. This year, it's going to be between Astor Place and Union Square. Mm-hmm. And part of it is this food fest with a lot of great vendors. Mighty Quinn's Barbecue is going to be there, Cousins Maine Lobster. And on top of that, you'll have vendors, obviously, that you can move through. And there's a stage where people are performing all day, a kids area for children that they can take part in with a drag queen story hour and a lot of fun things. So it's a great open air kind of festivity that's taking place on Sunday.
I like the stuff with all of the families. That's great. I'm glad that people are able to do that. Let's take one more call, and then I have one more question for you. Joanne from Long Beach. Hi, Joanne. Thanks for calling all of it.
Hi. I live in Long Beach. I am not gay, but this is the best weekend of the year. We have our Gay Pride weekend. We have concerts, a race. We have the beach. We have all sorts of activities. All the restaurants are running specials, and we're only like one Long Island Railroad ride away from the city. and it's going to be great weather this weekend.
Joanne, you sound like you are excited for this.
I live like 5 blocks from the beach. I'm out there all weekend. It is a fabulous weekend.
All right, everybody, look for Joanne on the beach. Joanne, thank you so much.
No, please, yeah, look for the beach whale on the beach.
Oh, come on now. Will, I want to point out a Pride Week, Pride March, excuse me. You called it, or Time Out called it, jumbo-sized.
Yes.
This year. Why is it jumbo-sized?
Bigger than ever. So, well, obviously there are more participants than ever. It's going to be more floats, more marching organizations, and there's a brand new route, actually, to accommodate it. So for a long time, the Pride March used to go down Fifth Avenue. This year, it's starting in Flatiron, going down, passing through Stonewall, and then moving back up to Flatiron and dispersing up there. So there are going to be like more streets to watch it upon, larger streets for dispersing and entrancing, and just like a lot of grand marshals, Cast Oppose, Gay Liberation Front, Trevor Project, and a lot of community heroes. So I just think it's going to be bigger and better than ever this year.
What is the thing you're looking forward to the most?
Well, obviously the march, just because it gets everyone out. But I think Pride Island should be a lot of fun. The lineup is pretty killer. And you can't beat a waterfront music festival.
Good point, said the deputy features editor of Time Out New York. Will, thanks for coming to studio again. Nice to see you.
Yeah, nice to see you too. Thanks for having me.
Coming up next, comedian Tig Notaro talks about her new talk show called Under a Rock with Tig Notaro. Stay with us.